Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Through Words, Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Meditation. As always, I'm your host, Maria Wall. Today, we're simply going to sit back and enjoy the music. And of course, we're going to practice our usual breathing techniques to help us relax and let go of everything that happened last week, and just to allow us these few 15 minutes to prepare for what may be coming towards us in this new week. I hope that each and every one of you did have a rather calm and uneventful week last week. In the event that you did not, now is our time to relax and release, let go of that. And for these now 13 minutes, do not allow that to impede your few moments of clarity and relaxation to help you prepare for what may be coming your way this week. Our inspiration for this week, as we find our quiet and comfortable spot, and as we're seated, or you can be lying down, we're going to take our deep breaths in, hold it for as long as we can, and then take deep breaths out. Inhale. And exhale. And I want you to keep doing that while you listen to my voice and hopefully enjoy the music that I chose for today. And it happens to be from the Calming Massage Collection produced by Sonigade. So that is our music of choice for the day. And our inspiration for today is limitations. So many times we go through life with the false perception that we're invincible. But in reality, invincibility is for movies and children's imagination. I know my limitations. I woke up this morning. It was exactly 4:32 a.m. And I discovered that my heart was racing really fast. And I had that infamous headache on the left side of my head. So once again, at 4:30 in the morning, it's quiet to the point where you can actually hear the silence. And it's those times when I think about my life and how I've lived it thus far. And if you missed last night's regular Healing Through Hurt show, one of my questions that I asked was, if you were writing a novel of your life, and in a week's time, you had to have the first chapter done, when you sit down and think about it, would you even want to read the first chapter of your own book of your life? And if not, what would you do to change? So that's thoughts for today. Keep breathing. We're going to take some more deep breaths in. Hold it as long as you can. And then we're going to breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And out. This is our time to release all of the anguish and anger that we are bringing with us into this new week from whatever happened to us last week. And in the same breath, this is when we release and relax and not allow what we are anticipating will be coming our way this week to mess up our few moments of joy. Because whether or not you know it, it's the little things in life that tend to have the greatest impact. So with that said, let it all go. And there's no way that we can anticipate what will be coming our way. And if we could, we don't know just how bad of an impact whatever is coming our way will even have yet. So why allow that to cloud our moments of peace and clarity? And thank you, Miss Pretty, for your wonderful comment. I try. But right now, if you're with someone, hold that person's hand, close your eyes, and breathe together. Breathe in and breathe out. Let's all do it together. Breathe in and breathe out. Welcome to all of my listeners today in the chat room and on the switchboard, and of course, who are online just passing through. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that you're not alone and we're all here together sharing in one breath for this small moment? Let's keep breathing in and out. One more time. In and out. We only have 7 minutes left in our program. So keep the rhythm going. And if you feel like cleansing yourself with water, meaning tears, if your week has been just that bad, then let it all flow. Feel those tears running down your face, and the warmth is all of that negativity coming out, and just let it fall away. Let it all go. We only have 6 minutes left, and this 6 minutes can mean such a big difference in the rest of your week. And just remember, some morning are always here for you. I want you to come back whenever you need this boost to your day and your spirit. Let's keep breathing in and out. Breathe in and out. You know, as I said when the show first started, it's the times when I wake up and my asthma is really acting up and my head is hurting and my heart is racing that I really do recognize my limitations. I know when it's time for me to take that back step and to have that me time, and we all need to do it. So many times we make excuses of why we cannot take a few moments for ourselves. When everyone around us who we're catering to and we're making them happy, we are neglecting our own happiness. So for that moment, we need to make the time, even if we have to run into the bathroom, close the doors and lock them for a few moments. Use that time to, as they say, relax, relate, and release, and breathe. Breathe in the good air and breathe out all of that negative energy that's eating you up from within. We have 4 minutes left to enjoy our quiet place and our moment of clarity. And this is the time when I want you to remember that we all have limitations, and none of us is invincible, no matter how we try to convince ourselves that we can heal the world. I know that I can only heal some people's hurts, but I'm going to heal as many people's hurts and help them to heal that I can before my time is over on this earth. And hopefully, long after I'm gone, healing through hurt will still be around to help people through their times of storm and unclarity. And as always, if you like to contact Healing Through Hurt, or you have a story, you can always give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or if you'd like to write to us, you can write to us P.O. Box 272, Randallstown, Maryland 21133. And you can also like us on Facebook, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And we're here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And of course, our regular show, Healing Through Hurt, that airs Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And once again, we only have 2 minutes left. So take this time to enjoy wonderful, dynamic, beautiful, worthy you. These 2 minutes are about you. Love you. Now we're down to a minute. So with that said, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn your frown upside down, enough strength and courage to be able to face whatever may be coming your way this week. Ladies, it's okay to let down our guard sometime. And gentlemen, it's okay to show your vulnerable side, because we all hurt and we all need to heal from something. And if you have never experienced some type of hurt, then I really do want to know who you are. But in these last few moments, I'm going to let the music play, and I want to thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I pray you enough, and I'll see you back here again next week. Be blessed.